Okay, we're back. Hey, that was a good song. And we've got the guest here by the name. How's it going today?
No, it's fine. Hello, Uralsk. Hello, everybody. Hello, Harry.
All right. Tell us about yourself. You know, did you grow up in Uralsk, or where did you start?
Oh, I started playing in Samara maybe 15 years ago.
All right.
When I studied in Rugged Engine Institute.
All right. And what, did you start playing the blues then, or how did that happen?
Oh, it wasn't a blues in the proper sense of a word. At that time, it was just, I just tried to play what I liked.
Yeah.
That's all.
And so, did you start off playing the guitar or another instrument, or?
I tried some instruments at that time, but I just stopped. Guitar, I like the best.
Yeah. Most, it seems like most musicians, they start off with one instrument, that sucks. They go to another one, that sucks. And then they finally end up with the one that they like.
Yeah, I think this is my, one of my drawbacks is I just chosen the guitar and never changed the instrument. This is my, you know, narrow specialty in music.
Because I know during my lifetime, I've taken piano, organ, drums, cello, and guitar, and finally settled on the harmonica. I suck at all of them, but that's okay. So who were the popular musicians you tried to emulate or, you know, to follow at that time when you first started playing?
Many groups I tried to. We made cover programs at that time, just like Pink Floyd, Santana.
Oh,
just whatever we could pick up.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's see, did you ever get into playing any Hendrix or anything like that, or that far out? Or did you mostly stick with...
Yeah, I played some stuff like Little Wing and...
Yeah, that's a really good song.
Red House, yeah, it's good.
And then they got, let's see, about 15. Yeah, I think Stevie Ray Vaughan was popular then. Did you listen to him very much at the beginning?
No, at the beginning, I wouldn't say so. But about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now it's, I'm experiencing the process of rediscovering Stevie Ray Vaughan, I would say. And we play a lot of Stevie Ray now.
All right. And where is it you're playing in your house? You're playing somewhere. What's the name of that place?
It's Kazakhstan Cinema Theater.
Oh, yeah, I've been over there.
In the cafe.
All right.
In the cafe, just like a basement.
Yeah, they had an extra room. Well, what nights do you play?
It's Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays.
All right, so all you girls out there looking to find some good-looking men going over to the cinema Wednesday, Fridays, and Sundays, and there'll be some good-looking men there.
Yeah, I would say it's a pretty remote place, but still.
What bus?
This is
what
goes the over? Single place
4K
where you can listen to blues.
4K goes there. So just find a 4K bus and sit on it until you get to the cinema. And get off and walk on in. Well, you start playing what time?
Around 8. We finished 12.
All right. Yeah. They play some pretty good music. And to not go over there, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're not being nice to yourself if you don't go over there and listen to them. Because they're there 3 times a week. And if you don't go over there and support them... then they're going to go to Hollywood. And once they get to Hollywood, then you're going to have to pay 450 tingy to buy their CD at the store. And you can go over and listen to them for free and drink Botchka Fives. But no, you'd rather pay 450 tingy for a CD at the store after they're in Hollywood on MTV Awards, Grammys everywhere. And you can do it now.
Too good to be true.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. We have a caller. Who's there?
I'm Sveta Hlo.
Hello, Sveta. I've been telling you I love you all day.
Well, I've got some questions to your guest.
Okay, go ahead.
How's his name? What's his name?
Vadim.
Vadim. Vadim. I think it's not very good for me to ask such questions, but do you think you have the same energy as Mick Jagger or Jim Hendrix to make the audience jump and yell from delight and so on? Do you like your audience? In
of course, I like my audience.
And do you like? Do they like you as a singer, no. as a musician? Have you your fans? Have you got your fans?
Of course, we have fans, and the main thing, to play what you want and to express yourself. This is the main thing.
Well, so you prefer classic rock music and. Jazz and something like that, yeah?
Pardon?
Well...
Yeah, you see that? You play like jazz or you prefer clubs or... You mean, would he like to be in a concert with 80,000 people?
I not mean 50,000 people. I don't mean that, but it's very possible to have good contact with your audience. With the people when they like you and you give them your energy, your songs, rock music, rock musician do.
Of course, the blues itself, it brings a lot of energy to people, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And we're like Sanders, you know. We take a blues. From our predecessors, and we bring it, and we send it to people. We're just like we musicians. We play what we like to play, and I think anybody who can do what he does really good, he puts some energy in it, and people will like it. This is what I'm sure of.
As far as I know, Chance doesn't like Russian rock, and how do you consider it to be? Do you like it? What do you prefer, classic rock music? I mean, Led Zeppelin or Jim Morris or something like that, or subgroups as Kino, for example, or DDT, or...
No, we, as was said above, we play mostly blues and jazz, just classic American blues and jazz.
Well, you prefer calm music, yeah? Not very raving.
No, just blues and jazz, that's it.
Thank you.
And you, what do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to classic music.
You mean like Beethoven?
Tchaikovsky, Chopin, Beethoven, Bach.
Okay, we play one stuff called Rollover Beethoven.
That's a good song. And have you heard of that group Electric Light Orchestra?
I think Electric it was, what?
It's either ELO or Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Music. It's fun.
You mean like you like house music?
House music, a little bit. I like to rave with house, with music like that. I like to dance. And when, for example, I'm sitting home alone at the evening, I like to listen to Pink Floyd.
Come on, I bet you never sit at home alone in the evening. You, come on, with a name like Sveta and a voice like that, you're never alone.
You're so smart. thank you.
Yeah.
I go away.
All right. Hey, we want to thank... Any other questions for our guest today?
I have no questions.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Sveta.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, someone who wants music with a little energy. And what do we got coming up for the next song. Oh, nice and warm.